truly behind the creation of Al-Qaeda, whose origins are connected to a Nazi intelligence organization and then later the CIA.
Wait, stop right there. Hold on. What do you mean by that? What Nazi intelligence agency created Al-Qaeda?
Who did?
Yeah.
Oh, the Nazi intelligence organization?
Yeah, who did that?
Yeah. Well, that goes back into the 20s when you had an Egyptian by the name of Ali Bannan, I believe, who created the Muslim Brotherhood. And
okay.
he found a writer from Europe that he just was really enamored of, and that was Adolf Hitler with his book Mein Kampf. And so there began to be a correspondence between Hitler and Ali Bannan. And pretty soon, as Hitler gained power, he realized that this would be a good end. So he sent a bunch of Germans to Egypt, and they kind of took charge of the Muslim Brotherhood and turned it into a Nazi intelligence organization. And that's why when we were fighting in North Africa against Rommel's Afrika Corps, we were also fighting the Arabs, because many of the Arabs were anti-American and were fighting against us. And then after the war, this Nazi intelligence group was kind of corralled and rounded up by British intelligence, who then, in a few years, turned them over to the fledgling Central Intelligence Agency. And at that point, they began to use them as intelligence front. And then, of course, as in 1979, when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, and we wanted to try to stop the Soviets, but we didn't want to get involved there, we called on the Muslim Brotherhood and took these experienced fighting men, intelligence agents, and sent them to Afghanistan to fight against the Soviets. And during that time, we recruited one of their members, Osama bin Laden, brought him to this country under the name Tim Osman, and funded him and trained him and had him go back and create this fighting force called the Mujahideen. And within that, he created Al-Qaeda. And then we were still operating Al-Qaeda up through the conflict in Kosovo, because it was Al-Qaeda that was training the Kosovo Liberation Army, which was the faction that we were supporting. And so, you know, with that kind of background, you just have to ask yourself, you know, are they really off the payroll, or are they still open to taking orders from secretive American intelligence agencies?